Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to
the bus
factor. Here we are.
So the machine detected two. We'll just hide that delta, I guess.
Okay. So we've run the blockchain machine learning algorithm during the
pre-show.
That's what it's called. Some of our lag's probably coming from this, if you can see.
That's going up and down.
And if it's not, then tell us, I guess. I think our boss is downloading torrents in the office. So what you going to do?
Hey, Bogan, can you stop downloading torrents?
He says it's almost finished. Hopefully the stream will get better soon. We don't have any QoS set up, so...
It went red.
What do you mean it went red? It was green.
No, it went red.
Oh, you're talking about the...
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I thought you were talking about the traffic light.
It was 2 minus 57 minus 2 because the first two used to say something like 64. Yeah, then minus 57 because that's what it started on. And then minus 2 because that was kind of false.
Yeah, so that was from last week's show. If you had been watching every week, you would know what the magic numbers were.
Oh, yeah, that's just Bogan asking. Yeah, I take that back.
You take back the explanation.
Oh, I can't tell with the lag.
Wait, why is it green? I'd count it.
Should we count it? It's in replay. It like lags just as. I'm not gonna count.
It's pretty tough. Audio is cutting out quite a bit. How about someone stops torrenting?
Yeah, I'm gonna blame that on the torrenting.
Yeah. You can always watch the the recorded show. Did you set the process priority? That might help a little bit as well.
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, let's do that as well.
All right, you're opening up Task Manager. It hasn't opened.
It's lagging.
It hasn't opened. It still hasn't opened.
It's opened. It's just not rendered yet.
That is not opened.
It's open.
A white box has appeared. Mate, you can't sort when there's nothing to sort.
I mainly just like the intro music. Yeah, well, if you wait to the end, you get to hear it again. Okay, yeah, so the software we use to like do the camera stuff is just horrific. It looks like it's just eating an entire core.
Yeah, if anyone knows a good camera splitter.
Yeah, so what we need is something that will like what does it do? It like takes a camera stream and splits it out into like a virtual camera. That would be primo.
Yeah, if anyone knows that, let us know.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any good stuff for Windows.
Yeah, it's got to run on Windows because reasons.
Yeah.
What do we have this week?
What do we have this week? Got some news.
Yeah, we do have some news.
Should we start with some of the tech stuff? Because that's where the cool stuff's at.
We can talk about something on the tech. Where do you want to start?
The top.
The top.
Now this is a libssh, which is the worst SSH library.
Yeah, like who uses it?
No one. I double checked.
Shodan thinks a lot of things.
So some Android phones that have been rooted use it. What else was there? There was some like industrial like SCADA router used it. Someone said. The F5 Big IP uses a libssh server for some of their SSH proxying software.
All right, so no one.
Yeah, is libssh notably worse than Paramico? I mean, it's notably worse than that. Why would you use it? Like, Paramico, if I'm saying that right, is used when you want to do stuff from Python, right? You're just like, fuck it, I'll just do it in Python. Like, it, to me, I wonder if someone's here.
Who else are we expecting?
Have we got anyone? Okay, the reporter from the streets just turned up. Hey.
Yeah.
Is it worse? I don't know if it's worse. Like, security-wise, it's probably, like, roughly the same. But at least it feels like Paramico has a reason for using it. Oh, we missed a stopbox violation as well.
No, did we? I added it.
No, we missed one. Look, Dave just said.
Oh.
It was while we weren't looking.
I'll trust his word. Yeah. I did add it.
Well, but there's probably another one while we were looking.
We don't have a machine learning for ABS. For
that yet. Yeah. But the issue, the security issue that someone found was that there's a state machine that syncs between, kind of sync state between the server and the client. And if the client just says, like, hey this mate. Is the new state. We're in the authenticated state, bro.
Yeah, like, I'm auth.
I'm auth. And the server's like, okay, we're in the auth state. Carry on, buddy. Is an auth bypass for the most part, but it's kind of not as well. So let's have a look. Yeah, arbitrary code execution under rare circumstances. So from what I've seen, no one's actually found a way to turn this into generic remote code execution.
Yeah.
So in terms of like how bad it actually is, like not that bad.
Fair enough.
But it does look pretty bad. Like especially if you look in your logs and you see like...
It might get bad once people work out what's happening with
it. Yeah, someone can like turn it into an exploit. That'd be pretty good. John Milksville says he thinks a bunch of things linked to it because its license is open and stuff. Yeah, but nothing does link to it, right? Like,
well, people just use clients, it.
To be honest, for clients, it gets used a lot.
Yeah.
But for this is a bug that... Maybe you could use it to, like, trigger a buffer overflow if there's buffer overflow code that resulted from, like, a weird state in the state machine. Yeah, it's used for mobile clients, yeah. But it needs to be, if it's not used for a server, then it doesn't really matter that much, so.
Oh, well. That's libssh for you.
Bit of a fizzer of a bug. It looked so crazy. And I saw a tweet today which said that it was used by F5s. Like, it said something along the lines of, like, F5s affected by libssh bug. And I was like, oh, damn, this is going to be crazy. But it turns out it wasn't. So.
Yeah. Okay.
What's dangling down? Hey, Hugh, I bet you can't catch that is dangling down.
That cable.
That is dangling down. What? I don't see a cable dangling down.
Yeah, and there's what? I don't get it.
Oh, do you mean the power cable? Is that... removed that way because it like wiggles up against the tree.
Oh, there's some leaves on it.
I'm surprised you can. Oh yeah, they're pretty small. I'm surprised you can even see the cable in the camera with the
Yeah, I can see it on the other monitor.
Oh yeah, you can see it there. Oh yeah, what else is there? CrashCon's happening next week.
Yeah, we'll be there. Be there.
Yeah, me and you. Yeah. Damn, you answered before I said it.
Well, there we go. Two people are going to be there.
Yeah.
Do we want to do PlaneCon?
No. We talked
sure?
about it, right?
Are you sure?
I feel like we'd get laughed off the plane if we tried to do it. We're like,
can't get
off
laughed off the plane. It's in the air, mate.
Yeah, we'll kick off it. I feel like if we pulled all of these cables out and we're like, we're going to start talking about hacking, they might be like, no, thank you. You know what I mean? Or like, we're going to start criticizing the pilot. Like, they might not like that either. He's over the line. He's okay. He's pretty close, though.
All right. Yeah, CrashCon got.
Isn't every conference local then by that logic?
Yeah. That's why I call every conference a local conference.
Okay, I gotcha. What else? Oh, yeah, so the Bloomberg story, right? Story of the century.
Oh, mate, we're not talking about this again.
The Bloomberg story. Did you find out it's all true?
No, I did not.
Okay, so it's not true. Though someone did point out something interesting. Not point out. Someone suggested something kind of interesting on Twitter. Let me just see if I can find the particular thing. Oh, yeah. The other thing we don't have on the list is, did you see that the new OpenBSD is disabled all hyperthreading? All, like, SMT is disabled now.
Really?
Yeah. They talked about doing it for a bit, but... Like,
yeah, I do recall seeing that they were going to do it.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if we end up seeing it happen, like, constantly, if you know what I mean? Like, the default. Because unless you know that a system is going to be...
That was...
Yeah, that was he definitely had time to
It caught it. Oh man, it was quicker than me.
Vertical black bars.
Oh wait, no.
Yeah, we have vertical bars.
Bus count.
Oh yeah, so the hyperthreading disabled in BSD opened months ago. There was a release that changed it, right? It changed all SMT or something. I thought there was something changed specifically in this new version, like BSD 6.4, I changed log. Oh, there's like so many things listed in this change log that I think it might be hard to see. Okay, here we are. Yeah, so because SMT uses core resources in a shared and unsafe manner, it is now disabled by default. So it's not just the hyper-threading, it's all like the SMT stuff, which I honestly don't know. In terms of like CPU things, what matters. They disabled it just because it's a, yeah, it's like a pretty common path to one thread figuring out resources in another.
Yeah, he's over. He's
ABS
over.
And a red light. Bam.
Oh, yeah.
We should guess before we go much further as well.
Oh, yeah.
What do you reckon? I'm going to go 7-7.
7-7?
7-7.
What about the machine?
7-7-5. No. Yes, 5. Seven,
looking
seven, five.
This week, I'm going to go
7-7-5.
10-7-8. 7-7-5.
I remember my number. You remember your number.
Can we just write it down somewhere?
Yeah, okay.
Or can people...
The numbers are getting long enough that... And what do you say? 10-7-8,
I think it was.
Eight. Okay, 10-7-8. Got it written down now. What else was there? Oh, yeah, we pissed about Bloomberg. The thing with the Bloomberg story was that it was so plausible, and I think everyone wanted it to be true, right? When you see a story like that, you're like, oh, yes, it's like a movie. Oh, back doors, China, hacking.
Yeah.
And then when it doesn't happen, you feel like super betrayed. Especially like Bloomberg hasn't withdrawn their story or anything.
Yeah.
So
we'll talk about that later, John.
John, yeah. I don't think, I wasn't aware there was any more industrial action affecting the buses tonight specifically.
We'll talk about it later,
okay,
mate.
Fine. Yeah, okay.
Mate.
Okay. Well,
we got some scoop, you know.
Okay. Well, do we want to?
Well, how
switch
do we
gears.
Want to do this? Yeah, now?
I think so, yeah.
Huh?
So those of you who have been in the watching the show for a time will know that we now have a blockchain-based system detecting buses. It just goes past and writes them out to the blockchain. And we brought on some of the developers of the new system to be interviewed and tell us about. I don't know. We haven't got any questions, so you're gonna have to think of some. You're gonna have to think of some.
I think I got questions.
We've also only got two mics, so someone is gonna.
Yeah, I like how before the show they were kind of like, "Can we all be on the show at once?"
No, one of you at a time.
No.
I'm interested in joining to the Bloomberg Lie Factory. Yeah, like they have a lot of lies as well. They've done more than one. But nonetheless, I will hand over the mic. Asking questions. Okay.
Hello.
Fun. Hi.
What's your name?
Hi, I'm Nicholas.
You're Nicholas?
Yeah. So I'm one of the developers who's been working on the Bus Factor.
Project 11.
Yeah. Project 11.
Yeah, this is the Bus Factor. You just worked on Project 11.
There's a little bit of a thing with that. So we've been referring to it internally as the Bus Factor.
We did think that
Project
was the case.
Project 11 being like our... Yeah, that's like our official university name.
Yeah, we did think that was the case.
Yeah.
For us, it's been quite the opposite. We talk about the Bus Factor being the podcast and the project being Project 11. But
the problem with that is Project 11 isn't a very cool name, you know. So
I reckon it is.
Leaning into the Bus Factor, you know. Yep. But it's not just me here. We've got the rest of the team.
Oh, is this going to be a vote?
Yeah. We've done a bit of advertising, you know, putting out the Twitch link to
that's
all of
brutal.
Our colleagues at the university. Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, you've worked on this Project 11 / the Bus Factor. How do you like the project?
Oh, that's a whole question. I think overall it was pretty good. I've honestly enjoyed working on it.
Would you prefer a half question next time instead of a whole question?
Yeah, I think so. Whole questions are a bit hard. But the project has been quite entertaining. You know, we all kind of got thrown together by the system. We didn't have any choice in who we got paired up with. We had to go through like a whole interview process to get in, and then we just...
Oh, so you couldn't just say we want to work for them?
No. Try to impress these fourth-year students and make them think like we knew what we were talking about. And then we got to certain projects. So, yeah. Stable marriage algorithm was used for that. So we all got thrown together. Some of us...
So some fourth-year students picked you for us.
Yes.
That's
you regret their decisions?
We got something.
Yeah. I think you should be happy. I think we're all pretty happy with what we've produced.
Yeah.
And you guys seem reasonably happy with it.
So. Yeah, no, I'm quite happy with it. It's gotten a lot of results. Just a lot. Because now we don't have to watch it.
Yeah.
That much.
You've got so much stuff that you can just attack Metlink with. They're going to love you for it.
They already love me.
Yeah. What was it? One of your someone you know at Metlink says that you've got a bit of a reputation.
On the bus factor, I think. Yeah, they think I'm a bit crazy.
Yeah, well, someone's got to keep an eye on it. This is, you know, deadly stuff that could be going on here.
Fair enough. Yeah, I would agree. So tell me, do you have any bus stories?
Do I have any bus stories? I don't really have any interesting bus stories, but...
Have you ever caught a bus in your life?
Yes, and there's nothing interesting.
Describe it to me.
Okay. I got on a bus one day.
What color was it?
It was yellow.
Where was it?
It was in Wellington.
It was in Wellington. A yellow bus in Wellington. Yeah. Local.
Really exciting stuff, but this is where it gets good, see?
Oh, so this was pre-July.
Yeah. He used a snapper card to get on.
Mate, when I first caught a bus, I think it was red, and there were no snapper cards.
Oof. Ancient history, huh?
Yeah.
Didn't have any money.
Oh, awkward.
Yeah. You do the walk of shame. Yeah. It's always a little bit entertaining when you've already gotten on the bus and there's someone else who gets on.
And like right behind you.
Who doesn't have enough money, and they do their little walk of shame, shuffling back out and then disappearing, presumably to top up their snapper card. But
Fair enough.
Someone who does have an interesting bus story is also here. One of our other developers.
Oh, yeah.
Kristen. Kristen, come up here, Kristen. Take the microphone.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
How's it going?
I should probably do this.
Oh, cool. All right.
Oh, yeah, if you want. Oh, does he? Oh, he caught trams in Wellington when he was young. He was... So anyway, hello.
Hello.
What is your name?
Kristen. I've also been working on Project 11, as you call it. I do have an interesting bus story.
Tell us about it.
So basically, to set the scene, I was catching the number one bus from Johnsonville to town because it was a day that, I don't know, the 22 that went straight to uni wasn't on for some reason. I can't remember why. So I had to walk all the way from
uni. Was this pre or post July?
Pre or post July? It would be post. Post July. It was about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, I got on the bus. There was about, I'd say, like 15 people. 15. So, you know, fairly empty.
Yeah, that's not very big.
Myself, including two girls who sat on the very back seat, one of them in the middle of the back seat, which I always thought was a bad idea because I had this...
There was always the cool seat.
Yeah, like, but I had this irrational fear that I'm going to fly forward if someone slams on the brake, which... driving up or was it Thorndon Key, and then for some reason, which I don't know, the driver slammed the brakes and this girl who's sitting in the middle goes flying, I'd say about like 2 meters down the bus.
2 meters.
Yeah, and hits her shoulder.
Ooh.
And is just lying there for a good it turned out to be like half an hour. So she ended up breaking her arm. It's not funny. She ended up breaking her arm.
It's not funny as you're laughing. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it was just, it's probably the most exciting thing that's happened to me all year, I must say. No, yeah. So she was lying there for a while. They called the ambulance.
Yeah.
I had to leave.
Wait, hang on. There was a girl laying there with her arm broken.
Yeah.
And you had to leave?
Yeah, I did. Okay, so there was, she was lying like, right in the row and
wait,
I couldn't
wait,
get out.
How would you, oh no.
Okay, so.
So you were standing there for the half hour?
I was lying. I was sitting. I was sitting
you
on
were
my
sitting.
Seat. Yeah. There was an old, like 80-year-old man who was complaining about the ambulance taking a while.
Yeah, half an hour does seem like quite a while.
Well, yeah, I don't know if it was 20, but it was all just a blur, if I'm honest. But anyway, yeah, so I was sitting there about like three rows from the back. And so she was right next to me. And obviously there was no walking room for me to get off. So there's this lady who's, I'd say about 60, who's to the left of me on the other row. And she ends up like climbing the seats in front to get out. And I was like, that's not a bad idea. So I sort of climb over the row. Oh and then God. Climb over the seats and manage to get off. And that's my story.
That probably tops it for the bus factor. Should we just close it down, quit the podcast? Yeah. We've done it.
Yeah, I did end up getting messages from the girl's mother as well. Well, oh, they posted on a Facebook group and they were like, has anyone seen anything about this? And
if we can make the bus drivers so scared of red lights that if they see an orange, they slam on their brakes.
Yeah, they know.
We can cause so more people to be hurt.
Yeah.
Right? Because if I go through a red light, I'm going to be fired. I have to slam on my brakes. We can cause chaos. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, how have you found Project 11 or the bus factor?
I think it's been pretty good. I feel like I've been doing it forever, because it's been the whole year. I feel like it's, but no, yeah, we've had a really good team. We've all got along pretty well, I'd say. Learned a lot of valuable lessons about team project management.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's been good. Who's that? Yeah, bingo, Kristen be wiling. What do you reckon?
Wiling.
Is that Jeff?
Steven said willing.
Who is that?
How many of these listeners do we think are going to continue listening next week? Oh.
No, we bring the people.
Than usual. Yeah, I forgot about the method leaping into the bus. Do you reckon it tops it? So a method like, well, leapt into a bus. And broken mirror. Do you think your story tops that?
I don't know. I don't think any story will top that. I mean, it was, yeah. It was pretty shocking, I must say.
Yeah, so guess what else should I ask? I didn't prepare any questions.
Do you want me to hand over to someone else?
Yeah, I guess we could. Who else wants to talk?
Sean Stevens. Oh, no, never mind. All right, on you go, Brandon.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
And who do we have here?
So I'm Brandon.
Hello, Brandon.
So if you have technical questions about the bus, or we call it the bus factor project,
Project 11. Yeah.
So I probably have the highest technical knowledge about how it works. Anyone?
Oh, highest. Mate. We've actually read through the entire code base, uh-huh. And I would say us two have the worst knowledge of it.
Okay.
So, yeah you might be right. You thought I was going to say the most.
For a second, I thought you'd be like, look for our code and be like, this just looks like absolute garbage.
Nah, that'll be next week, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what can you tell us about the technical stuff?
Okay.
We need
we can mention the GitHub
VST. Hold on,
Oh,
Oh, he's fine. Right, so okay. Audio is going to cut out.
Okay.
And we're going to get this in. Oh. Hello, can you hear us? Yeah, hello, hello. It looks like people can hear us. So this cool. is the debug view.
Yes, it is. So we decided to do kind of more UI type view just to kind of help understand how the AI is actually working. And then we also decided that we needed some user configuration. Because so, we mentioned the guard. So as of yesterday,
yep.
the bus factor, Project 11,
right.
has been released on the GitHub
yep.
as of yesterday.
Yeah, so
anyone can make contributions.
Under like a MIT license yep. or something.
MIT yeah. license.
So anyone feel free to do it. There we go. We've got a link.
You can help fix our performance problems.
Yeah, so to be honest, the lagging is not because of your software. It's due to this camera yep. multiplexing thing.
Can be a little better, so it relies a little too much on threading. So it creates a thread when it's generating, it creates a new thread when it's generating the view.
Yep.
So that the overhead of actually creating that thread is not great.
Yep.
So from that standpoint, coming off a better solution on how to actually generate the actual output video of when the bus goes through red light, could be some performance improvements done there.
Yeah, fair enough.
Probably one of the biggest things about the
it's
project.
It's why our listeners are here for the AI and blockchain.
Yep.
You got to mention the blockchain part.
So basically, so it's using TensorFlow. So it's using a wrapper around TensorFlow.
Yep.
So some Google developer made a package called Darkflow around TensorFlow.
Yeah. So what's TensorFlow for our listeners?
So TensorFlow is an AI package created by Google. So it's really useful when you want to create some form of AI and programming.
Yep.
So it was originally made for Python.
Yep.
And then as of recently,
it's got a lot of bindings now.
It supports pretty much every language now. We have a question. So as of currently only box there is just it's looking for a red pixels. It's currently literally what it's doing. So yeah. So
the question from Stephen was why'd you do that?
I guess so we decided to do that because it was it was technical limitations. So you might know better.
So we decided to monitor. Oh hey guys, I'm Dylan. I'm also in the Project 11 team. We decided to monitor the red light only because, I mean, if it's not red, then it has to be yellow or green. So it's just easy to monitor one light. And by the process of elimination, if it's not red, it must be something else. So just simplicity, so we didn't have to do three bounding boxes. But apparently, sometimes that can...
videos depending on time of day. I like your training has solely had your training has solely had bus cam solely had basically this time of day on a Friday from like 5 to 6 roughly, but we've now been running it throughout the day and we get like weird sun glare and yeah, sometimes the sun will be shining on the red light and it'll think it's a red light, even though it's not a red light. Mm. But I think in the last meeting we can work around that by just testing whether it's red for like a second or longer. And that should cover all that glitching, I reckon.
Mm, yeah, that'll be a good solution because, just pretty much a test. It's a red light.
Yeah, like what we've seen is it kind of just toggles between like the... So in the top corner, you can see the green light. It's currently green or orange. when it goes red, that top one will go red. In some of our videos, you just see it like flicking between green and red and stuff.
There's also another solution to it that's a little more interesting that we decided not to do because we didn't have time to, is you can actually train the object detection AI detecting the buses to actually look for lights.
Yeah.
So you could actually train it for red lights, and it would look for red lights, and you could train it for different colors as well.
Yeah, so, I mean, there has been a lot of training. Man, everyone wants to talk. Right. Who do we have here?
Hey, it's Nick again.
Oh, yeah, we have had you.
Yeah. I've already introduced myself. There were some performance limitations as well with why we chose not to do that, right? So the computer... No, it's not great. So we had to try to sort of minimize any unnecessary computation during all this.
Fair enough. Shall we...
I think... feel free to someone. I know one of the things, I don't know how it works exactly at the moment, but on the topic of redundancy and whatnot, because the lights take 3 seconds to change, I think one of the things to make it both really performant and a bit better would be if you look at all three lights individually but only sample once every 3 seconds, you know that there's 100% chance that if it's green at the moment, then it's either going to be green or yellow the next time you sample. And that also, so that gives you a little bit of like, you know, which one's lit up, or two of them look like they're lit up. Well, we know the previous state. You can sample once every 100 frames or however. You'd probably do like a real-time sampling difference. But that way you'd be like reducing your CPU load significantly as well.
So we were doing something a little bit similar for a while. Mm-hmm. So we were initially sampling the red lights once a second.
Yeah.
But that was having issues because we were only sampling the red light, and that was causing issues where it was missing a bus running the red light.
Because it doesn't sample. You'd have to
by like half a second or something. So.
Yeah. On the orange lights, you have to be like, right, ramp up the sample rate. And then, But, I don't know. I guess performance issues where it's like, oh, it performs bad if the light's red is kind of worse than performing bad all the time. So, I don't know. But, I don't know. Well, hack into the traffic light control system. Maybe you can figure it out that way.
Just change the entire intersection, right?
Fair enough. Just looking at the last guest.
Absolutely. I'll hand over to the last member.
Well, hello. I'm Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Not exactly the last member. We have a member missing. He is currently out on the streets delivering pizza.
Yeah. Was working. He sounded disappointed. We were like, hey, you guys can come down tomorrow night. And he's like, oh, I'm working.
No. I just received a message. He would... maybe it was a little bit of a disparaging comment towards us. He said he'd actually bring some content to the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. So,
that's a call out.
I'm guessing
so. Could be.
No, so are we getting pizza here?
Oh, fat chance, I reckon.
Oh.
Now, I have a few questions for you.
Yep.
If it so happens that you submit these things to, would it be Metlink?
Yeah, Metlink. Yep.
Would your ideal scenario be they reroute everything so they don't come through here?
An announcement to all bus drivers being like, hey, by the way, some people are filming on this intersection. Just don't run red lights on this intersection.
Yep.
And they'll probably drive safer here.
Yeah.
Rest of town, it'll be mayhem.
Yeah, it's just lawless everywhere else, but you know.
But yeah, we'll come to that when it happens. I mean, what could happen is they don't do anything and it goes on as normal.
Is there a future where this technology is installed on all traffic lights around the region?
When we start selling it to the council, then maybe. I don't know. I think someone in the chat earlier was asking when it was getting sold to Tesla Motors.
Well, not a bad choice.
They got a bit of money, so we could do that.
Stock price might go up.
Oh, yeah.
Object detection, which so happens we're using here to do buses. So just wanted to quickly bring up, since that was relevant. And
So is that the same AI that results in like people dying? Like, did you guys hear about that Google car? I think it got released last week, where one of the developers on the Google team was like, fuck rules, I'm just gonna take the car driving wherever I want, and like it made that like wouldn't let someone merge in and like cause them to crash, and the Google exec in the car was like, fuck that, I'm not gonna stop, and just drove off. Yeah, it's pretty good. He's left Google now. They don't like people like that there eventually.
Like, fix your Wi-Fi. Like,
what, fix our Wi-Fi?
No, like, they're saying like, do I turn on a microwave? Or
yeah,
like,
use some 5 gigahertz. You. Or like use Ethernet. What better with the good old days where you had Ethernet everywhere?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always ran that when I was a student because, like, yeah, Wi-Fi was shit back then.
Oh, man, my girlfriend in her dorms, she was like, oh, the internet here is shitty. And, like, I was like, it seems fine. And she's like, oh, no, it gets shitty at night. And I'm like, bandwidth issue? And no, it was just the 2.4 spectrum is just completely hammered because she was in the dorms. Yeah. And I'm like, if you plug in, you realize this will be a non-issue, right? And she's like, I'm too lazy. I'm like, grr.
Get in for your microwave. That would work, wouldn't it?
Maybe.
That would work.
Yeah, you need like, but the problem is, like with 5 gigahertz, it's a lot better because you have like a less, someone said about load balancing, you have like less spectrum space. But even with like load balancing, you need to have like really low powered APs everywhere. And then the device transmitting needs to also be low power transmit. And so like it's.
Pepe's world.
Oh yeah, Pepe's world. Is
he does have
Alex
a lot of
show.
Like advice on that.
Yeah, did you see the one where he made his motorcycle
yes.
Shock your balls if you try and steal it?
I've seen other things like that on bikes and stuff, but yeah, it's
pretty good. Pepe's world is pretty sweet. Just search Pepe's world and it will probably come up. My microwave covers all spectrums.
Should we do some news?
Yes, probably. I don't... Oh, okay, yeah, looking at the news here. Yes, I guess that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Where should we start?
The top of the list. Oh, we've already done those. Just change lanes.
Yeah. All right, we'll change lanes.
Honk, honk. Beep, 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 beep. That's the bus.
Yeah, fair
changing
enough.
Changing lanes. Oh, yeah, if you guys have any questions, like, feel free to ask them for the...
Get them back on, but we'll go through a bit of news and work out what's what.
Yeah, so you start. I don't know much about the...
So today, there was a stop work meeting with from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. or something.
Yeah, okay. So this is the union, right? The union of people who work with NZ Bus, is that?
Yeah.
Was
tramway,
NZ Bus only?
Tramway union.
Not to be confused
do
with
like
people who drive
trams.
Do you
like how I asked
trams?
Them earlier whether any of them knew the news? And he was like, oh, kind of.
Yeah.
But then when I was like, it was 9 till 3, and he was like, yep.
I kind of know the story, but...
Should we put him on? Yeah. Put him on the spot.
Do you know about the stop meet stuff?
Stop meet.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We should get him back on for the Tuesday.
That's a good one. Yeah. Someone asked about the bus factor in the bottom left. Right. Yeah, that's covering up the Minicam logo because it looks like...
Whoa, we're not saying that.
Sorry. It's not covering up the Minicam logo.
Yeah.
We already said we're using Minicam.
Yeah. Remember when we, like, ran back from it and, like, disabled it and it was like, oh my god, can't connect to Minicam.
Yeah. We do have a question about the AI, so once we finish a few of these bus stories, one of you can jump back on and talk about how the AI works. Yeah. Okay, so the stop meet happened. What was the impact?
There were no buses running.
No, there were heaps of buses running. There was like three routes stopped, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say did it matter?
I don't know. Like, I don't know the outcome of it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We don't know like if the meeting worked or not or anything like that, I guess. So,
however, next week,
yep,
there's a strike.
A strike
on Tuesday. picked a few bus routes.
Yeah, I do have the list up. Let me, because it's. I'm surprised I don't just remember
I've
them
got the
heart.
List now.
Hey, go ahead. What
yeah, so. So next Tuesday.
So this is like just, yeah, some group of bus drivers is striking, but I think it's going to be pretty small. So what's
yeah, it's a strike. It's covering route 1.
Okay, route 1. Yeah.
3A.
Okay.
Route 7.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Route 12E.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that extended or express?
Mm-hmm. Well, we got an issue on the bus factor.
Oh really?
Not a real one.
The bus factor. Oh mate, that's a lot of poos. what's the A stand for? I don't know buses. Where was I up to? 12E, Route 13, Route 17, Route 17E, Route 19, 19E, 23, 23E, 24, 25, 26, 28, 29, 29E, 30, 36A. Mate, I thought you said there was not many.
Oh yeah, wait. How have you got? Have you finished yet?
I'm up to 37, Route 37. So yeah, Route 52, 56, 57, 58, 60. Oh, I clicked on one. 67 was I up to?
Yeah. Oh, what was the Pepe asked? 57. What was the meeting? The stop meeting was just about negotiating a new contract.
Yeah. The strike is about getting negotiations.
Yeah, the strike is like, we want to negotiate a contract. Oh, no, the stop meeting this time was like accepting it or something.
Anyway, so 57. Yeah, I'm up to 57. This goes up to 900-ish. That's a lot of scrolls on my thumb. So basically every bus route in the city is affected.
I forgot where we got up to, but Tuesday, don't catch a bus, I guess. Oh man, my...
There was some talk of bus drivers using buses just to drive people with a gold coin donation. I don't know if that's happening
anymore. Yeah, that's right. I do remember that. Yeah.
Other strikes have done just free buses, stuff like that.
I guess it depends on like who owns the bus and how amicable.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. I think Tuesday will be a bit of a clusterfuck.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun to watch.
The strike is going
to
go on indefinitely until they get negotiations, which hasn't happened in the last month when they discussed having a strike. So.
Carrot says the strike is only Transurban, not NZ Bus, which, yeah, so NZ Bus was today. Transurban, looking at that list of buses, is involved in a lot of bus routes.
Yeah, Transurban is the majority of routes, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, the number one's effect. But it's the only one that...
It goes a lot more places than the old number one went.
Oh, really?
It used to just go to Arnhem Bay and the station. Now it goes to, like, Johnsonville and Sheridan
Park.
Oh,
yeah, that's right, yeah. The number one...
The number one's four buses put together.
That's almost five buses put together. And it's literally four two buses sometimes because it's a double-decker.
So that's almost like eight buses.
Okay, I got a pop quiz.
Is it 9 or 10?
I don't know. Pop quiz though.
Go on. Hit me. E. Oh, don't actually hit me.
The E.
Yeah.
Is that express or extended?
What's this A? There was a 3A.
I don't know what the A is, but the E, come on. Is that extended or express?
I don't know and I don't care. It's extended, apparently.
Hey, what about the X? Wouldn't the X
it
be
must
extended?
Be express.
No, but then extended.
What's the A, though? What is the A?
Auxiliary? Adjacent? Can be dangerous. I didn't hit Hugh this time. We've got witnesses around, and I'd only punch him when no one's around to know. The X is express. And yeah, the A's extended.
A's. There was a 3A.
I think the 3A is just like an alternate route or something. It's like just a different one. A for alternate.
Doesn't say.
You know what they say? Oh, but look at that bus. He's in the... Look at him.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Give him the old ABS violation treatment.
It's been a busy one today.
Yeah, I haven't been paying much attention. Definitely not as much as I should. Yeah. Okay, what other things we got? Excuse me, Sarah. We can't see the news.
Oh, should we talk about...
Thank you, sorry.
Oh, yeah, Tuesday. You saw this.
I didn't see the...
You
I didn't
saw
see the death.
It.
I didn't see him die.
No, he didn't. by a bus.
On the old Lambton Quay.
Yeah, Lambton Quay. So just around the corner from here.
Yeah, so I was sitting down having a coffee at Starbucks because, I don't know, it turns out there's Starbucks in Wellington. Did you know that?
There is Starbucks around.
Who knew? Yeah, the ABS smart ass. He's like in between the two lights. Yeah, it wasn't even like just over one. Yeah, I was having a coffee and then sirens and I'm like, oh yeah. And then it just came up pretty close to us. And it was because I was near the Starbucks.
Yeah, so a guy got hit.
Messed up, man.
Oh, nah.
You're hoping it was red light.
Hey, like leg skidded through.
Leg skidded through. Yeah, if we had like a 60 FPS, 120 FPS, we'd be like, yeah, he's safe. No, he's not safe.
What else happened? Yeah, so up in Auckland.
There's a pedophile bus? What the?
Ped versus bus.
Because it, yeah, okay, but you can see how I got confused.
Yeah, so okay. Now we're talking about Auckland.
Yep.
Cycle lane is getting installed on Victoria Street.
Oh, we have Victoria Street?
Yeah, we do actually. We actually have a cycle lane on Victoria Street.
I think like every city in New Zealand has a Victoria Street.
A lot of cities towns in Wellington have a Victoria Street. There's a Victoria Street in like Petone.
Yeah, there's a Victoria Street everywhere. The main street in Hamilton's Victoria.
Anyway, Cycle Lane in Victoria Street in Wellington is identical to the one they're putting in Auckland.
Identical?
It looks identical from the one photo I've seen. And they're complaining that cyclists might hit the bus passengers.
Yeah, she was just like, yes, it's a pedophile bus.
It's set up exactly the same as the Wellington one.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah, where you can hit a pedestrian and kill them.
Yeah, so the cyclist.
Like, on the list of problems, like, cyclists can hit a pedestrian is a lot lower on my list of things I care about than, like, other things, which I can't think of right now. Is there someone reversing down there? Like, sure, a bike running into a person could kill them, but it's not as likely as just, like,
yeah,
not killing
enough.
Them.
Anyway, shall we jump on a plane from Auckland to Karori?
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Sure.
Quiet little...
The Karori stud. Yeah, the Karori stud. I know about him, yeah.
The stud...
Who's the stud in Karori?
So a bus got stuck in Karori.
Oh, stuck. Okay, because it looks like you wrote Karori stud and then just drew. But that's okay. I gotcha. Okay.
Some whiskers might come into another story.
Oh yeah, with the kiddies. Because
mate, you can't just tell the
that.
It's like camper van thing.
Cool. That doesn't seem like it'd be like enough to collect much power though. It's pretty small.
Probably enough for a camper van.
It depends. Do you get hot water out of it? Or like gas for that, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Karori, a bus got stuck.
Okay.
Held up a lot of people.
Okay.
According to stuff comments.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so it was like a name on a Karori, right? It was like...
No, it was actually on a quiet cul-de-sac.
Oh, like a...
But it wasn't actually in a cul-de-sac. It was on a road leading towards a cul-de-sac.
Yeah. So the picture I saw was like going around a corner and just...
Yeah.
There's no bus route there either. It's just...
There's no bus route. Bus just went down to a dead end street.
A road that it shouldn't have been on.
Got stuck. Yeah. Held up maybe 10 people.
Probably less. Because they could just go round, right? like it's just like two lane down to one way. Yeah. It was one of the few times where I've seen a two lanes of traffic down
there.
Fair
enough. You know, now I want to fly to a different place.
Oh,
from Karori. So we go to...
I was going
to
make a real racist joke.
Whoa.
But I'm not going to do it.
So we go to the United States of America.
Okay.
Particularly to Maine. Oh, should we pull up a picture of this?
No, it's too
victim?
Hard. The victim. You know what? If I had a cat in Maine,
so
if I had a cat in Maine, it would be a Maine
coon. Now seeing us.
Oh, that was who yelled out Maine. I was like, who yelled out Maine? Like, did I imagine that?
Yeah, our reporter on the street is now like sending us funny.
International
stories.
News, because I think we talked about that the other week, yeah. If I lived in Maine, I would only have a Maine Coon, because...
So,
great cat.
School bus was going past.
Okay.
A car wound down its window.
Oh, I'm getting scared. Is this the pedo bus story again?
Threw something out of the window.
The cat?
A beautiful kitten. It looks quite
it's not
like
overstay.
The kitten
he looked as cute as most kittens do.
It looks quite similar to the kitten I used to have.
Oh, so there's an emotional bond there. Okay, fair enough. That's pretty messed
got
up.
Got thrown at a fucking bus. Like, who throws a kitten at a bus?
The kitten is recovering.
Yeah,
like,
it's recovering.
Probably like traumatized, but it's like it's not dead.
Yeah. It didn't sound critical. Someone threw a fucking kitten at
with
a bus.
Cats. If it gets to the point where you're like, it's critical, normally they're just like, yeah, put them down. You're not going to be like, put them on life support for the next 2 years.
Some people do that.
Put them on a ventilator. Like, you know, don't often do that.
Yeah, someone threw a fucking kitten at a bus. Like, what is the world?
The world's always been messed up. We just, like, think about it. We're talking about, like, a news story from, like, probably rural Maine. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm guessing stuff has been going down in Maine for a long time.
Yeah, fair enough.
Especially stories like this that are, like, fairly...
Well, I'm sick of buses now.
This is your way of saying we've finished all the bus stories.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, I thought you were just like, I'm leaving the bus factor. Bye. I'm like, this is a fucking brutal way to tell me.
Oh, there was the bridge. Should we talk about the bridge?
Oh, sure, if you want to. I didn't think it was that great of a story.
A bus went over a bridge. It sagged. It did not break.
Yeah, this is my problem with the story. A bus went over a bridge and the bridge, like, wiggled.
Oh, she's not looking impressed.
And here's my thing. We watched the video. It wiggled. I'm sorry, Pepe. We'll talk about the AI in a sec, and then you can learn about with a title like Faulty Bridge and Bus. Like, I want to see it.
There was a follow-up article of, like, how did the bridge fare up after the bus went over?
It fared up fine. It's a bridge. It has no feelings in the matter. It was not depressed. It still had people going across.
Now
it.
I'm definitely sick of buses for this week.
Okay.
I go home.
Or for today, at least. Or for until you look at the videos later. All right, so we had a question. Someone was asking, let me find the exact question. Yeah, so someone said, how did you do the training? And...
Hello,
is the AI looking at segmented bits of the screen and stuff? AI neural net stuff is a big magic mystery box for me, so it'd be awesome to have an example explained for my slow brain. So I guess the question is, how does the training work? And also, does it look at the whole screen or is it segmented? And kind of how does it all fit together?
Start the training, I guess. So I was on the stooge job for a bit of...
number of bus images ready to go.
Indeed. We'd take these all. We'd usually run them through VLC or some other software, take a few screenshots every 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We didn't go through here. We had...
Hang on. Let me just double check here. To take a screenshot every 2 seconds of some videos, you did it manually with VLC?
Yes. We were being productive. We ran it in the background.
Oh my God. There's like an FFmpeg thing there's an FFmpeg command that'll just like pump out videos every...
I mean, we presented the product, so obviously...
You got it done. Yeah.
Yeah, we got it done.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, it was automatic. Like it was built into VLC, but...
It's built into VLC. You just need to like run it. Okay.
Yeah, the whole episode needed to run.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we're not that bad. No.
Okay, yeah. I gotcha. Well, that's... Yeah, it could be. Yeah, if it works. If it works, you know, I'm a big fan of things that work.
Yeah, some degree of automation.
Mm-hmm.
We then had a script built by Brandon, which would open up in a Python library called matplotlib, just the images.
Mm-hmm.
From there, we had points, which we could crop out the selection of where the bus appeared. And then
did you just do a square or did you do like a... A bounding box,
yeah. So it turned into a parallelogram most of the time.
Yeah.
So, and that would be the selection that would be fed into train the AI.
Mm-hmm. So it would receive the entire screenshot the bounding box details.
No, the entire screenshot, which would be cropped, we'd generate an XML file, which would have points associated with that, and then it'd run, take the image, get the XML file, take the points in the image, crop that out, and then that would be fed through.
Okay. And then it's like, this is the bus. Yeah. Okay, I gotcha. Yep. So I guess you just have to do that a lot of times.
Yeah, I can't exactly quote how many. Oh, 600 images.
600 images.
I remember I've processed about 2,000.
No, not buses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but one thing we were wondering about is how well it works at night, because at night we it, like, the buses look different and stuff. I don't know if it makes a big difference.
Well, yeah, it's as one of the other members just said, it's about training on night instances, but also it's we don't really truly understand how at what uses for classification.
Because because it's a black box, right? It's like, what does it think of buses? And the answer is,
Yeah, because some machine learning object detection ways is just you make an image black and white, you know, you rotate it everywhere, you skew it, and it'll just get, you know, a generalized image or generalized idea of what a shape looks like, what a bus would look like.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
You just hope it works.
Yeah, yeah. So, we don't need much. One thing is that it doesn't, the system doesn't seem to detect cars as buses. Even vans, it does not detect them as. Sometimes the buses are not detected as buses. Like, we're still on the debug view, so you can see, occasionally you'll see a yellow bounding box drawn around something, which if we were running at, like, full speed, you would be able to see that it would be detecting the bus, but it's a little hard to see exactly what it's drawing around because the bounding box frame is not completely synced up with the everything.
So given the speed of the laptop, sometimes the bounding box is, like, after where the bus is or, like, before or
just
in a random spot, depending on when it is a bus. So, like, a lot of the training has been done from either this intersection or our last intersection. I took it out on the street. It thought some weird things were buses, but...
Yeah, so it seems like it's learned to ignore the middle of buses, and that's probably because there's been a lot of obstructions. Like, we've got the tree. We should name the tree. We've got the tree there that... back of the bus matters, the middle of the bus, who gives a shit?
Yeah, pretty much.
Which would explain why, like,
it also detects other buses that aren't Metlink owned, which is interesting.
Yeah, so I guess it's probably not using colour for the detection of buses.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good at detecting most buses. But yeah, there are, like, false negatives, which are hard to detect because you kind of have to watch the entire video.
Yeah, and pick
and
up
get
ones,
more
yeah.
training examples.
I guess the good thing is you can split it up. You can detect buses, and then you can get the red light thing working. And as long as those two things are working, then the red light detection of buses will work. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Right, well, I think we're about done for this week, actually. We have got some more stories. I do want to mention one in particular. A tech one. Someone pointed out recently, and this one has been around for a few weeks at least, or something like that. Someone was pretending at... not sure where exactly. So this is, it's called like alias mismatch or something. Alias something. It has like a weird name. If you're using Nginx and you use the alias directive, depending on how many slashes you have, you can use it to like kind of get one level of directory traversal. So this guy says he used it on a bunch of bug bounties and managed to get like settings.py, you know, assets/app.js. So pulling out source code, that kind of thing. He found like LDAP passwords, a bunch of other things.
So it's pretty good. We tried this just beforehand. It only works with the alias. Doesn't work with the root directive.
Yeah, so because if it worked with root, that would affect like every Nginx app.
So the alias is not as common as what I've seen. I've seen some bundled stuff that come with alias, but I mean, definitely people run it because...
I mean, but people find
they're getting bug bounties for it.
Configuration error. So double check your slashes on your Nginx alias config, I'd say. I think that's all.
I suppose Tomcat had a similar issue.
Yeah, there's other issues. Yeah, we're running out of time, so
semicolon. Yeah. But yeah. Semicolon. Check more stuff with dot dots.
And there was a dating app for Trump supporters that got hacked. So that's funny.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird that there's
all their database leaked.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, I think
we're
about
done for today. Should we do a quick goodbye of the team?
Ugh, no. It's going to take too long.
Oh, he doesn't want to.
We only have one microphone. Two microphones.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Make sure to check us out on GitHub, guys.
The GitHub's goodbye. There. You saw it. Locofus says goodbye, team. And,
Patreon. Pepe says...
Yeah.